to an excellent day of racing. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Stuart. Okay, to the barrier draw for the Sky Racing Tattersall's Tiara, fillies and mares wait for age. Group 1 worth $500,000 over the 1400 metres at Eagle Farm. We have our Chairman of Stewards, Peter Chadwick, who will draw a marble from this contraption, this beautiful antique, and then Dan Orish will oversee the connections to come up here and select a miniature trophy. If no one was here, Bernie Cooper from Sky Racing is going to draw that particular barrier. So let's get the barrier draw underway. Horse number 10 is Savatiano. Pre-barrier draw, the favourite, Nassim Dilmi, is going to come up. He's been with the horses here in Queensland for James Cummings for quite a few weeks, and they've had a great carnival. What have we got, Nassim? 15 for Savatiano. Barrier 15.
Number
14. Horse number 14 is Pecans. Chris Lees, the trainer. Bernie, if you could come up. No one from the Australian Bloodstock camp or the Chris Lees stable. So we're drawing horse number 14, Pecans. Barrier 3. 3 for Pecans. Horse number 20, this is the second emergency, Cotta Patiro, the American bred mare, who's had a couple of starts in Australia, Gay Waterhouse and Adrian Bott. Bernie, don't go too far away. In fact, you're here to draw quite a few of them, so I wouldn't wander too far. This is for the second emergency, number 20, Cotta Patiro, for Gay and Adrian. Tim Clark's going to ride. Barrier 21, gate number 21. Horse number 11 is Noir. Max Fowler is going to come up and draw a couple of the Waller barriers. This one's for Noir. Horse number 11. And it's drawn 11. A much better start, Max, than last week where he drew 20 and 21. Horse number 18 is Pahutakawa. She scraped into the field as horse number 18, Nassim, has already given the good news to James Cummings that she's in, and now he can give us some great news that she's drawn barrier 5. Barrier 5 for Pahutakawa. Horse number 6 is Irithia. Bjorn Baker trains, Jimmy Orman's going to ride, Mark Bowman is going to come up and draw the barrier for Irithia for Derby Racing. 17 for Irithia. Barrier 17.
Number
horse number 23 is the fifth emergency, Sweet Deal. Bernie, if you could come up. Sweet Deal number 23, the fifth emergency. Barrier 12. Barrier 12. 18 plus 5 emergencies for the Tats Tiara.
Number 17.
Horse number 17 is another one of the Godolphin runners, and that is Multaja. Now, at the moment, pre-draw, the Godolphin runners are favourites. Savatiano in front of Pahutakawa and Multaja. Barrier 13. 13 for Multaja. So all the Godolphin runners are out.
Number 8.
Horse number 8 is Winter Bride. Toby Edmonds trains. Of course, he's in the UK at the moment, where Hootson ran down the track in the King's Stand last night at Royal Ascot. Barrier 6. Barrier 6 for Winter Bride.
Number 19.
Horse number 19 is Baccarat Baby, trained by David Van Dyke. Peter Harris is here to draw the barrier. First emergency, Baccarat Baby, not in the field as yet.
Okay.
Yep, anyone? Not that one. Barrier 20.
Now we'll get back to Greg in just a moment. Our line, unfortunately, is playing up there. As soon as we can, we'll get back to him. It's 7 past 10 at Sky Sports Radio.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Sky Sports Radio and the Australian Turf Club bring you Winter Racing Saturday from Randwick. This week, the Winter Dash will see the Sprinters clash over 1,200 metres, plus another TAB highway. Your best Saturday start for all the previews is Racing HQ from 6:30 on Sky Sports Radio.
16. Barrier 16 for Princess Posh. Horse number 21, the third emergency Platinum Angel. Bernie, this is your barrier as well. Toby Edmonds. Barrier 8 for Platinum Angel. Barrier 8 for the third emergency. Horse number 4 is Oregon's Day. David Eustace and Kieran Maher now train. Michael Walker will ride. Yep. 23. Gate number 23. You're on a hiding to nothing. Oregon's Day 23.
Number 12.
Horse number 12 is Nantali. Another one for Maher Eustace. Bernie, redeem yourself. 22. People out there finding this amusing. Barrier 22 for Nantali. Horse number 2 is Prompt Response, a winner of the Tats Tiara. Can she win it again?
Oh, not me.
No, not you. Ken, off the back of 20 and 22, I'm sure you'd like to do this yourself. Ken Warriner is going to draw Prompt Response. Another one for Chris Waller. 14. Barrier 14 for Prompt Response.
Number 9.
Horse number 9 is Egg Tart. Max Fowler's going to come up and draw the Chris Waller runner. Number 9, Egg Tart. No, wrong one. I think they're already taken, Max. And lucky for you, because that was 17. 19. Who was that again? Egg Tart. 19. Horse number 13, Siren's Fury. Bernie, Siren's Fury number 13 for Jason Coyle. 4. Gate 4, Siren's Fury. We've got 4 to go. Is that right, Daniel? Horse number 3 is Sprite. Now, this was the one you were actually originally down to do. They don't want the inside. Well, I'm not sure what's there. Well, the inside's gone. 1 and 2 are gone. 10's there.
Perfect.
Barrier 10 for Sprite. Barrier 10 for Sprite. Gary Fraser. Michael Carl rides. Horse number 7 is Eckstein. Max, final go here. Eckstein, formerly trained by Kirk Goldman, is now with the Chris Waller camp. You've got 3 to choose from. You've found 18 for Eckstein. Barrier 18. Horse number 15 is Jamaican Rain. Richard Lamming. Jamie Carr rides. Bernie. This is your last one. Barrier 7. Barrier 7 there. And horse number 1 is Invincibella. Andrew Grant Taylor is going to come up and draw the final barrier. What was left? 9. 9 for Invincibella. Okay, so here's the barrier in saddlecloth order down the page. Invincibella's come up with gate number 9. Prompt Response in 14. Sprite in 10. Oregon's Day in 23. Princess Posh in 16. Erythea in 17. Eckstein in 18. Winterbride in 6, Egg Tart in 19, Savatiano 15, Noir's drawn 11, and Nantali in 22, Siren's Fury in 4, Pecans in 3, Jamaican Rain in 7, Outback Barbie's drawn 1, Maltaja in 13, and Pahutakawa's drawn barrier number 5. Now the emergencies, Baccarat Baby 20, Conor Batiro 21, Platinum Angel 8, Split Lip 2, and Sweet Deal, barrier 12. We'll get a revised market off Glenn Munsey in just a moment, but in the meantime, let's go down to Bernie, who's going to chat with Nassim Dilmi, who's been here in Queensland looking after the Godolphin runners. They've had great success. They've won the Stradbroke with Trekking. Can they rounded off with Attached Tiara. They've got the three favourites, Bernie.
They do indeed, obviously, a lot of ammunition. And as you mentioned, Nassim has been doing all the work here. You've been loving Queensland, though, let's admit it.
Oh, you can't complain with the weather like that, for sure.
Indeed, and the horses have been very successful this carnival.
Yeah, that's right. James has decided early on what horse they were going to send here. It was always the plan. He planned their prep perfectly, and they come here ready to go.
All right, let's start with Savatiano. She's come up with barrier 15. She's a lovely last start winner.
Yeah, it was impressive last start. Obviously, 3 weeks between run. She's had a nice trial at the Gold Coast last week. She's got three emergencies inside her, so hopefully things are planned well for her. She's pretty quick at the gate, so she'll be racing on speed.
Yeah. All right, Maltaja won the Coghlan Stakes last time out.
Yeah, again, 3 weeks between run for her. She was very impressive last start with Blake Shin. She's obviously, her racing pattern is from to be ridden from back, so the barriers really it doesn't really matter for her, but she'll be a chance as well.
Yeah, I watched her track work yesterday at Eagle Farm. She looked pretty sharp. I think Blake rode her.
Yeah, Blake was kind enough to ride her. He was very happy with her. Obviously, she worked on her own, but she's pretty switched on, and she'll be ready to go.
Pakuta Hawa, well, she's been quite luckless, hasn't she, here in Queensland? Certainly in the Queensland Guineas last time.
She actually, although it was a very bad bad to look at, she's done really well to pick herself up, finish third. She's worked really well yesterday, and she's deserved to be favourite.
All right, Nassim, give us a leg up of the three. We know you ride a bit of track work, and if you're not riding the actual horse, you're riding beside them. Who do you think, with the barriers, who do you think is going to be the hardest to beat here?
I was going for Savatiano. After yesterday's gallop, I changed and I'll ride for Hudikawa instead.
Hudikawa, well, he gave us the right.
Nassim Dilmi with Bernie Cooper from the Water Camp, from the Cummings Camp, rather, with the three favourites here in the Tiara. 10:15, Sky Sports Radio.
Dali Stallions have sired three of the five juvenile Group 1 winners this season, including the Group 1 Blue Diamond.
Liar over the top! Liar's won the diamond!
The first three home in the Golden Slipper.
Kiyomichi in front from Microphone and Liar.
And the Stallion making Group 1 sired produce.
And Microphone's won it! Microphone's won the English side.
Start with a Dali Stallion, and the rest will follow.
You'll love the Drummond Golf Big Winter Stock Take Sale. Get up to 20% off bags and push buggies, and up to 20% off putters and balls. We've got a minimum 20% off gloves and apparel, and what about up to 20% off drivers, fairways and iron sets, all with no exceptions. So check out the store-wide savings in-store or online at our Big Winter Stock Take Sale today. Drummond Golf, Australia's biggest.
The extraordinary Royal Ascot meeting continues tonight. The Group 1 Prince of Wales Stakes highlights a thrilling card. Impressive ARC runner-up Sea of Cards shares top billing with headline acts who could also be spring contenders. And as always, there's a wealth of international interest as Japanese hopes ride on the globe-trotting Deirdre. Dedicated coverage of Royal Ascot 2019 continues across the Sky Racing Network.
On Sky Sports Radio, you're listening to Racing HQ. And now, a complete analysis of the form for today's major New South Wales race meetings.
10:16, we're going to look at the meeting today at Canterbury. Andrew Giorgio from TAB. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning, Cozzy. How are you?
I am well, thank you. And Ray Hickson's with us as well. Good morning, Ray.
Good morning, Sean. Good morning, Andrew. I've always wanted my own show, Sean, so I got rid of Paul today. And, get well soon, Pa. But we've got an interesting meeting on a heavy track to look forward to.
It'll be interesting today on that wet. I suppose, like you look at that first there, a lot of unraced. That makes it a bit tricky, doesn't it? You look for trial form or whatever to see how they've handled it. And as you know, race, sometimes when they're on the bit in the trial, they'll handle it. When you let them off, it's a different ball game.
Absolutely. Look, I mean, I guess the good thing is that Canterbury is one of the better tracks at handling the wet. And I wouldn't be surprised with the sun out if it does improve a little bit, perhaps into that soft seven range. But look, we're definitely looking for wet trackers.
All right, the first there, we take out number 9, Vici.
Yeah, Cozzy, we've got Exceed the Stars as a $4 chance. Frosty Rocks at $7.50. Keen on Gold, $17. Mercury, $5.50. More Than Number One, 15. Open War, 26. Papal Warrior is the very popular $2.30 favourite. And Rule the World is a $7.50 chance. Well, boys, big money here on Papal Warrior. We've just taken several bets at around that $1,500 mark at the $2.30 quote. It did open up much better than that, I have to say, Ray. It was as much as 310 when our traders opened the market up the other day. So 310 into 230, and it's really the only one that they've backed heading into the opening event.
Yeah, well, looks like the speed in this race could be on early. You've got the likes of Frosty Rocks, who led up its latest trial. You can imagine the Waterhouse Bot Runner Rule the World will go forward and open war. And possibly Exceed the Stars will kick up towards the inside. So, look, it could be solidly run. I'm with the horse that's had the support, Paper Warrior, number seven. Look, it was quite a solid debut back in February over the 1,200 metres, and I thought he just probably peaked on his run on that occasion. But since he's gone for a break, his two trials have been outstanding, and I'm not surprised at all to see the support for him. So, I can see him lobbing in there midfield somewhere from the outside barrier, and assuming they're able to run on, which there's no reason to think they won't be able to at this point, look, he does look the horse to beat. I do like the potential lead of Frosty Rocks, number two. It's a grey horse, will be easy to pick in the run. Showed a lot of good speed in his trial and kicked clear to win easily. He's bred to handle the wet, and I think if he runs up to his trial, he'll be hard to beat. Number one, Exceed the Stars, is an interesting runner. He's back as a gelding this time in. He made his debut in the Breeders' Plate and started equal favourite, finishing about sixth behind Dubious. He's been ridden quietly in his latest trial, but Mark Newnham has said that that's basically due to him drawing out, so they decided to be a little bit quiet. Wouldn't surprise us at all to see him hit form and be in the finish, and we'll put Mercury number four in. Cost us all plenty last start when he was beaten, and I couldn't see any excuses there, but he's been back to the trials and has trialled nicely, so while you wouldn't be wanting a much shorter price than what you've been offered there, Andrew, I think he's entitled to improve. But we'll go seven on top from 2, 1, and 4 to kick off.
All right, Paul Joyce likes 7 from 2, 4, and 1. 7, 2, 4, 1. Darren Findell, 7 from 2, 4, and 8. So almost identical. Now, the second event there today, and here the scratchings are 9 Irish Angel and 11 Lucicello.
We're going for $4.40 for Aquitani. Betcha Flying at 9, Darling Point 14, Earth Song $11, Egyptian Missile 9, Eltham Palace 41, Enflorage 15, Howrah $17, Kariba is an $18 chance, Mini Boom at $4.80, Fitterina 14, Zuriana a $5 chance. Well, they've specced a few here, guys, including Darling Point, which was as much as $16. It's now into $14, but we did take a decent bet already, a bet of $2,000 by $4,000 each way at the $14 quote. Outside of that, Earth Song has had some good each way specking this morning, as has Kariba.
Well, there's potential for this race to be run fairly solidly, but there's also potential for the leaders to get an easy time. Mini Boom will go forward. I think Howrah probably punches up as well. And what Tommy Berry does on Aquitaine might well decide whether it is fast or slow. Because it's drawn the outside. It raced handy on debut. And you may have to push on. Horses like Darling Point, Betcha Flying, probably just off the pace. I'm going to bank on Mini Boom, number 12, getting a nice enough run up on the pace. She backs up from running second last week behind California Salto, where she didn't really get it all her own way there up on the pace. She hit the front, but it was no match for the winner. Held the rest off quite easily and has the blinkers on here, so you'd imagine she'll be looking to lead again. Like I said, I think if she gets that little bit of a break around Canterbury, she'll be very hard to run down. Number 5, Egyptian Missile, is a horse I'm interested in. I'm not really sure where it's going to get to in the run from that barrier. Probably in the second half of the field. It's settled back in both its starts so far. First up behind Libertini at Scone. And again, last start at... again, settled back last start and hit the line. So blinkers go on. It's trial well since its last run. It should be finishing off nicely. Aquitaine, number one. With any luck at all, it's going to be in the finish there. It was unsuccessful in a protest against Blazing Miss at its first outing, but still ran well. And number four, Earth Song, comes out of that same race. It was one of the better runs in the race, getting back and running on. Interesting race, probably on the each-way basis, I'm with 12 Mini Boom from 5, 1 and 4.
All right, now 5, 12, 1 and 10 from Paul Joyce, 5, 12, 1, 10, and 4, 5, 7 and 10 from Darren Findell, 4, 5, 7 and 10. Now, the third there today, we take out 12 and 13, Ritmico and Sir Hassan.
And in this race, we see one of the better back runners at Canterbury today. But we'll start from the top in Matawi, and it's a $9.50 chance. Pop Girl, $5.50. Come Along, $31. Guys, $3.80. Ulasaba, $9.50. Flying Piero, $18. Liardo, $26. Snippet Speed, $14. Taj, $10. Bedivere, $19. And Melunka is a $3.40 chance. Well, guys, easily one of the better backed runners on the card today. Currently a $3.80 chance off a high of $6, and we're carrying several big bets already on this galloper. It's five times as popular as what Melunka is at this stage, and Melunka is slight favourite.
Well, Ulasaba looks like getting the lead on his own if he wants it. Where Guys gets to from that outside barrier, probably presses forward. Pop Girl will be right there, and perhaps Liardo up in the first half of the field. Interesting, probably not the strongest run race on the card by the looks of it, and the money for that favourite, that second favourite currently is interesting. One of the four runners for Chris Waller in this race is very strong. Look, I'm going to go for the one at probably a little bit of value in number one, Matawi. Look, on you look at his form, he's got 099 next to his name, and you're thinking, well, he's got no hope. But those last two runs, he hasn't had an awful lot of luck. If you have a look at the stewards' vision of a couple of them, it's a bit of a horror show in the straight. He was beaten a couple of lengths last time. Not sure exactly where he would have finished, because he was about to make his run when the gap closed on him, and he's run ninth. So look, he's drawn well. Wouldn't surprise to see him, you know, midfield on the fence. I don't think 1900 metres or a wet track is any real issue. So I just went banking on him getting some luck at the each way at around the $9.50-$10 mark. 11 Melunka went around at $1.18 2 weeks ago and won quite impressively after giving favourite backers a little bit of a hard flutter when she couldn't get when she was sitting there behind the leader. But she's coming off a maiden up in distance. Don't really know how she's going to measure up, but you've got to respect that progressive nature of the horse. I think 2 Pop Girl has to go in everywhere. She did the job for us last week at Warwick Farm. Up to the 1900 metres, she'll get a good run. Wouldn't be surprised if she hits the front on the home turn. And Guy's number 4, I can't leave out. He's had 5 starts all in Queensland. He was beaten as an odds-on favourite at Ipswich last start. So they're obviously buttering up again. I think Chris Waller will win the race, but which one with? I'm not going to be bullish about. 1 to beat 11, 2 and 4.
All right. The numbers there from Paul Joyce. He likes 2, 11, 1, 4. 2, 11, 1, 4. Darren Findell, 1, 11, 4, 3. 1, 11, 4 and 3. On to race 4, we get a full field.
Sonnerie is at $3.70. Balmain Boy, $7.50. Dylan's Romance, 10. Bring a Gem, 15. The Ladies Boy, 17. Smokin' Piero is a $12 chance. We go to Austria, who's at $3.50. Frascati Miss, $8. All But Gone, $34. Gypsy Miss, $10. Captain's Legend, $51. And the one right down the bottom there, Eden Vale, you can have $26 about its chances. Ray, they've come for Austria again. Always seems to have support whenever this horse goes around, and today is no different. $4 into $3.50, most popular runner at this point. I can tell you, though, that Bring a Gem has had some good support at the each way odds, 23 into 15. And also Dylan's Romance, currently at $10. It's the third best back runner at this stage.
Well, I'll be buttering up with Austria again, guys. But before we get to that, well, I can see why there's support for Dylan's Romance. It looks the leader. Ran along in front, controlled the race last start at the provincials and you know, cantered in. Does handle the wet track. Like I said, gets control, so it's got to be respected there. Sonnerie will go forward, Balmain Boy will race handy, Not sure where Captain's Legend gets to from out there. It might push forward as well. Look, it's likely that Dylan's Romance does get some level of control, but that probably depends on what Sona Reed does. As I said, I'm going to butter up on Austria one more time, mainly because I think this is the weakest race that she's faced in her last couple. She has been costly, but she gets the blinkers on this time. She hit the line well from well back through the field over this course a couple of weeks ago, and I think the form through the race is pretty good because Love and Silly has won again since. As I said, less depth here. It's going to take a good ride, no doubt, but she looks the horse to beat. I think Sona Reed, number one, will make its own luck up near the pace. Steps up to 1,900 metres after performing well at 1,550 its last couple. If it gets the trip, it'll be very hard to beat. I think it'll be hitting the front. It's just a matter of whether something's coming from behind. Two Balmain Boy, fitter for a couple of runs back. He comes through the same race. And I have to throw in number three, Dylan's Romance, mainly because there's every chance he gets control. And if he gets control, he's always a chance. So seven on top, last chance for Austria to beat one, two and three.
Right. Paul Joyce has gone three from 7, 10 and 4. And he thought three was his each way best. Three each way, best bet of the day, 7, 10, 4. And then Darren Findell has gone 7 from 1, 3 and 8. 7 from 1, 3 and 8 in race 4. We go then to the fifth event. Take out 6, Basilica, and number 9, Riviera.
Yeah, Cozzy, Echo Gem is a $5 chance. Fran Quare is 14. Singing Sand, 13. Aim for Perfection into $2.10 and a very hot favourite. Dame Kiri, $9.50. Miss Steed, $5.50. Liquor Paint, $9.50. Chilled Rose, $14. And Towerette is a $19 shot. Well, all the money this morning's been for Aim for Perfection. At $2.50, ran about an hour ago. Now into $2.10. Was as much as $4.40 when the market initially opened the other day. On the flip side, Echo Gem has gone $4.40 out to $5, and that's purely as a result of the money that's come for Aim of Perfection. I will give you a heads up for Miss Steed, though, Ray. It was double figures when our traders opened the market, $11, and it's now a $5.50 chance, easily best backed to knock off Aim for Perfection.
Very interesting. I think that the Echo Gem probably leads this field, and Aim for Perfection probably follows it across from the barrier on the outside. I think the scratching of Brazilica probably helps that scenario unfold. Towerette went forward last start, but I can't see her doing that again. Chilled Rose missed the kick last time out, usually races handy. And Liquor Paint also probably up there handy. I think if Echo Gem and Aim for Perfection cross them, it'll be advantage to Aim for Perfection. And she is hard to tip against. She's 2 from 2. She's looked very good beating older horses at Newcastle in a 2 start. She's bred to handle the wet. Her dam was a winner on a soft 7, is very lightly raced horse called Above Perfection. And she's just all upside. I think, regardless of whether she sits outside the lead or just takes the trail just off them, I think she's the horse they've got to beat. One Echo Gem was too good, getting some favours over this course 2 weeks back. If that scenario unfolds, she'll certainly be in the finish. I'll put number 10, Chilled Rose, in for third. She did, as I said, blew the start, last start at Gosford. She blew it, according to the stewards, by 5 lengths, and she was beaten 2 lengths as a short price favourite. Probably should have won that race. This is a different class, a different mix-up, but look, she's certainly racing well for the Freedmans. And number 7, Miss Steed, is a Canterbury heavy track winner. Trials have been okay. Probably hasn't quite lived up to the expectations that were made by that debut win at Canterbury, but certainly with the support, you've got to include her as well. 4 on top, she's the most promising horse racing all day to beat 1, 10 and 7.
Now here, 7 from 4, 1 and 3 from Paul Joyce, 7, 4, 1, 3, Darren Findell, 2, 7, 4 and 11, 2, 7, 4, 11. On to the 6th one, In and Up, 6 Virgilio, 9 Lifetime Quest, 10 Mervate, 11 Bentley Magic Out.